Lisa, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good. It's almost Friday.
I think it is Friday, isn't it?
It's Thursday.
Oh, it's Thursday. Okay.
Yeah. We're almost there.
I'm sorry. We are almost there. So we're getting there. Very quickly.
Postal organize and declutter. What exactly do you specialize in?
We have several different services that we're going to offer.
Okay.
One of them being, and I don't know the exact words. These are the words that I came up with. Compassionate estate reduction or clear out. Basically, when somebody passes away, and whether their family is, you know, just lives far away or has to return to work immediately, or if the emotional burden is just too much, like it's just too heavy on their heart by then, I would like to be able to go into their homes and just take care of all the non-emotional stuff. You know, go ahead and throw away the plastics and, you know, the things that everybody can agree upon. Or, you know, after talking to the family, I will determine what's important to them. And then I'll gather the things that they do think are important, and then they can just, you know, be able to just focus on those items. Next service, I can have a special ability to take everything out of the garage and put it all right back in and create 3 times the room. I also can pack and unpack boxes. Matter of fact, the two leads that I've gotten so far from Yelp have both been unpacking services.
Okay.
You know, people moving into the area and they want somebody to come in and just unpack the boxes and put their stuff away. So we're able to do that as well. And then I thought I would market to real estate agents and just, you know, whatever those people need to stage their home, get it ready for sale.
Oh,
just, you know, help them go ahead and sort through their belongings, go ahead and pack up what needs to be packed up, donate what needs to be donated, just so they could, you know, stage their home a lot easier.
Gotcha. Okay. And what city are you working on?
A lot, isn't it? I currently live in Savannah, but I am able to, you know, travel up, you know, an hour into South Carolina or so, going south towards, you know, south and southwest towards Florida. You know, I could go all the way into North Florida very easily, because my daughter lives in that direction. And if I, you know, if it was too much, I could always, you know, stop at her house and, you know, sleep and stuff like that, because it's got the space for me. So, I mean, that's something that is pretty negotiable there.
I think you're going to love Google services as far as being occupied, because the windows of opportunities and, you know, are just going to be quite tremendous here. So what we're proposing, you know, is to place Coastal Organize and Declutter right alongside of the companies that come up as first options in the area. So you will now be one of the top recommended companies when anyone is looking for any of the services that you do, because all the services that you just mentioned to me, we would list those as keywords on Google. Okay, so what does that happen when we list these as keywords? Anyone, anytime they type any of these keywords, you will now pop up as one of the top recommended companies in the area that can do the work. Okay, so we will put you side by side with Orchid Organizing, Organizing by Cheryl LLC, First Choice Organizers, Design with Less, The Tidy Up Girls, Ginger Snap Solutions and Organizing, Crisp Solutions, and Low Country Organizing. Okay. These are the companies that come up as top recommended right now on the first page of Google, Felicia. And that's where we would be setting you. right alongside of these companies. Okay. Now, okay. The other question that I had for you, do you have a website for the business yet, or is that not something you have yet?
Yes, I have one. I wouldn't say it's the greatest one I've ever, you know, ever seen, but it's not the worst one I've ever seen either. But it's,
okay.
I figured getting it up was more important than having it perfect. I figured I could work on it as I went.
Oh, gotcha. I was going to say, because part of the service that we offer, we can build you a website that's going to look very nice and professional because it's done by our IT department, and we don't charge you anything additional for that. It's already included within our service. So, you know, something to keep in mind, right? I mean, it's,
okay.
You know, or we can always use the one that you already have. I mean, either way, right? The other thing, do you have any social media presence?
Yes, I have established a Facebook page, Instagram, and Nextdoor. But the Instagram and Nextdoor are very new, like as of yesterday, kind of new. It just took a minute to get that all squared away. But,
oh, gotcha, gotcha. So, no worries. The reason that I ask is that we work hand by hand with Meta. Meta is what runs mm-hmm. Facebook. And what right. we can do is that we can help you build a business Facebook account, and then we can promote okay. it for you and also run ads on Facebook for Coastal Organize and Declutter. I mean, that works wonderful because it creates quite a bit of leads, okay, when you run ads on Facebook. We also have an agreement with Yelp. I know you said you were working with Yelp. Are you paying them or you're getting their free service?
No, I'm getting the first 30 days free. And
okay.
So far, it's been like a week and a half, whatever. I've gotten 2 leads out of it. And, I mean, at $17 a day, I mean, that's not enough to support that.
Yeah, you're right. It's not. That's a lot. I mean, it adds up really quick. I just want you to know that we would list you on Yelp, okay? And it's already included within our service, okay? We don't charge you anything additional for that to do a listing for you on Yelp, okay? We also work with Apple, okay, which is the other platform that we would list you on, and that's for anyone that has an iPhone. Okay, we will list you on Apple as well. But here's the bottom line, and I'm just going to be very straight with you, Felicia. I mean, where you really want to be is on the first page of Google. I mean, that's where it's really at, you know. Mm-hmm. And here's the best part about it, our pricing. Because we're not, you know, a third-party company like, you know, Angie's List, Yelp, Home Advisor, our pricings are very reasonable, and that's why our positions on the first page, they go within the first or second hour of becoming available. This one here has just opened up about maybe 45 minutes ago, and we're looking to get it filled in. Our month-to-month service price, Felicia, it's $249 a month. That includes putting you on the first page, you know, putting your website on the first page or building you a new website, whichever you decide. We would also place you on social media through Facebook. We would place you on Yelp, which is already included. Keep in mind that Yelp wanted to charge you about $530, which is what adds mm-hmm. up at $17 a day. You know, roughly about, mm-hmm. yeah, $515 or $520 to $530 per day. I mean, per month. We would list you on Yelp, and then we would list you on Apple. Okay? You would be listed on there, and that flat rate is $249 a month. Okay? There's no contract. It's a month-to-month service, which means that at any time, if you're not happy with the service that we're providing, you have the right to stop or cancel the service at your discretion. But I'm just going to be very frank with you. If we're keeping you busy with work and bringing you those opportunities, I don't see why you would want to cancel the service. But if you did, you would have that luxury, obviously, because it's not a contract. Okay. And you got to keep in mind that, you know, this is Google. I mean, Google has never let anyone down, if I'm being frank with you. I mean, you're being on that first page right alongside of your competitors, you know, short of work, I highly doubt you would ever be. Right. I mean, the real question here that I want to ask you, just very straightforward, and I know I asked you this once, and I apologize that I ask you one more time, but you are in a position to take on more customers, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I definitely am.
That's okay. Yeah. That's what I wanted to hear, because that's who we're looking to work with. Perfect. Now, Felicia, what's your last name?
It is Stat, but I have a couple questions. I know you said you said you would create Facebook pages, create social media platforms. I've already got them created. You're not pushing content. You're just creating. Is that what you're saying?
We're not pushing any content. I mean, we work with Meta, yeah, which is so, Facebook. So if you have Facebook created, we're going to promote that for you, and then we would run ads on your Facebook page. Okay, are you familiar how ads work?
Yes, actually, somewhat, because, I mean, the funeral home actually paid a company called Ring Ring to handle all of that for us.
Oh, okay, yeah. So normally Facebook charges about $10 a day to run ads, but that's already included within that $249 within our service. Okay. So we would run ads on Facebook for you. We would list you on Yelp. We would list you on Bing, B-I-N-G, which is a sister site to Google. And then we would list you on Apple, right? For anyone that has iPhones and uses Safari to do searches, you would be listed on all those platforms as well. But again, like I said, the primary one that you want to be on, where the golden ticket is at, is Google, Felicia. That's where everyone sees the highest success rate. And that's why we're looking for a company that's able to take on more clients and bring in more work. Because we know that as soon as we put you on all these platforms, things are going to take a turn for the best. Okay. Now, what was your other question? You said you had another question.
Well, I'm just like, okay, you said you're going to run ads. Like, how often, I guess I'm just really confused because each individual platform has cost so much.
Each one of these individual platforms has some type of association with Google, and we are a premier Google partner, right? So you're not dealing with a third-party vendor that wants to charge you $200 or $300 per platform. All the platforms are included in one, right? Because we work directly as premier Google partners, which has a lot to do with it. That's why you're not paying, you know, $400 or $500 for the service. I mean, if you want to do that, I'd be more than happy to change the pricing, but
don't. But I just know that at the funeral home. And I never could understand personally, because at this point, I understood whenever the funeral home first opened, it was opened as like the new progressive type thing, and new funeral homes were hard to get business anyway, but it was a new kind of thing. And so I know that they were paying right about $1,600 a month for somebody to promote them on the Google page.
When you're paying that amount, this is where people don't understand, and I want you to just get very clear. When you're paying anywhere south of $1,400, $1,500, people are on what they call a pay-per-click service. That means that Google, if they're on Google, they're being charged anytime anyone just clicks on their profile. And that is not cheap.
Yeah.
Okay, they're getting charged between $40 to $60 a click. So that gets expensive really quick. Within the first 2 or 3 weeks, you can already be at $2,000 owing Google, you know. And here's the thing that I tell people, and I'm very straightforward. I said, yes, Does the pay-per-clicks get you more views? Well, absolutely. You're paying for them. It's going to put you right at the top of the page. But here's the reality of things. We put you on the first page under the business side of Google. You're still going to come up as one of the top recommended. The only difference is that this is not a pay-per-click service. So it does not matter how many times people click on your profile, how many phone calls you get. You only pay that $249, right? And you're still being listed as one of the top recommended, you know? Mm-hmm. Normally when I see companies that are on a pay-per-click that are spending, you know, $2,000-$3,000for marketing, it's normally companies that have those funds available to do that level of marketing. Mm-hmm. Right. When somebody's just getting started, I always tell them, look, stick to the program that's going to still get you clients and it's not going to break your pockets. Right. Because if you go all out from the beginning, you know, it's not always guaranteed that it's going to work for you. You know, so, take baby steps. That's all it is. You know, and, you know, you're still going to come as one of the top recommended companies. You're still going to be on Apple. You're going to be on Yelp. We're going to run ads on Facebook.
I'm so sorry. I missed the last few words you said there.
No, I said you want to take baby steps here. I said you're still going to be as one of the top recommended companies on Google. You're just not going to be the very first one as the people paying $2,000 are. But here's the reality of things. As long as you come up,
right.
As long as you're on that front page of Google, there's enough to go around.
Yeah. I do agree with that. I mean, I do. All right. So, like, how would payment work? Like, obviously, I'd want to read over everything in writing first and vet the company, of course. Of course, that wouldn't take me very long to do. I could do that. I had it in writing, you know, email me those things and I could review it right now.
Send it to you so you can review it because we are going to fill the position, you know, sometime today. Okay. I mean, normally, I'm just going to be very straight with you. I don't want to, you know, waste your time or anything of that nature. You know, normally our positions, when they open up on the first page of Google, they get filled in within the first or second hour. I'll tell you why. Because everyone wants to be on the first page of Google. You know?
No doubt. But you know, I'm old enough to know that you guys
call
me every culture.
You're doing your due diligence. I get it. You need to cross your T's and dot your I's, Felicia. I am not mad at you one bit. I know what you're saying.
My friends are limited at this point.
Yep, no worries. All right, what's your email address?
It's Felicia. Do you need me to spell that for you?
F-E-L-I-C-I-A?
Yeah. Okay. Postal? Hyphen.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Hyphen. Organize, hyphen, and hyphen declutter.com.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me just make sure I got it correct.
Mm-hmm. Let me go. Second slide.
All right, bear with me 1 second. I'm just making sure everything is good here.
Yeah. Coming back to the computer, see if my internet came back up. They're laying the fiber optic lines, and I think they've severed our other lines in the process.
Okay, it's Felicia@postal.org/organize-what?
Postal-organize-and-declutter.com.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Felicia. I'm just trying to get your email correct because it keeps coming back. I know I'm making a mistake here.
No,
And I apologize. This has been a little bit of a long day for me, so my apologies. So I have Felisa at postal hyphen. Okay.
F-E-L-I-C-I-A.
Okay.
At.
Okay.
And coastal hyphen. Organize. Hyphen. And. Hyphen. Declutter. .com.
Declutter. Okay. Postal, that's, I'm so sorry. Why did I think you said postal? Okay. One second.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it? Yeah. Okay. We're right here on the beach.
Okay, perfect. Now it came up as correct for me. Jesus okay. Christ. I was like, what did I do wrong here? Okay. All right, bear with me one quick second here. Yeah, I tell clients, I like to be very transparent, Felisa. You know, it's not a contract. I always tell customers, look, you don't have to believe what I say, because a lot of the times, I mean, as a customer, like you said, we called you, you didn't call us. So sometimes the interpretation is, well, you know, this guy's going to tell me whatever I want to hear as long as I get the service. And, you know, and that's very true. And I don't blame people for thinking that. And I just tell clients, look, I'm not here, working on a commission based, right? Where, you know, I have an incentive to try to get you to sign up today. I said,
you work for the wrong company. Because cold calling is hard work.
We do get the information from any platform, since we do have a partnership with Yelp. I mean, and it seems like you had a listing on there. That's where we got the information, you know, to give you a ring. So I've done cold calling in the past. This is really, you know, not a cold call. I mean, most clients here, you know, are happy with, you know, us calling and helping them out with getting their business on the first page of Google. I tell you, other cold calling services, man, people have some very particular words to say to you.
It's not a job that I've ever had, but I can only imagine.
Right.
When my dad looked like, I think he actually looked forward to people just calling him up, because then he would just give them all kinds of help. I mean, he thought it was funny. I mean, he would just mess with them. It was not funny. Oh, it was funny, but it was not. I could only imagine.
Right. It was and it wasn't. Right. Yeah. Right. Right. Definitely understandable. Okay. Bear with me one second here.
What did you say the business name once again?
Local Splash. I just sent it over to you.
Okay.
And I'm going to send you our company site here also, where you can see we've been in business 20 years and we've been premier Google partners for 20 years as well. Bear with me one second. And I'm also going to send you my personal information so you can have that. All right. I just send that over to you right now as well. I send you an email and then I send some information to your text via text as well. So let me know if you got the email. I just sent that over right now.
Yeah. I believe so. Let me just double check this. What came through here? Got any.
Yeah, so the way that it would work, just so you know, Felisa, you know, I'll just gather some basic information from you, like what times that you wanted to say on Google that you're open from, how far you're willing to travel for new clients. It's just very basic, simple information. I will collect the payment if you decide to move forward. I will send you confirmation and everything in writing upon payment being completed and while we're on the phone. And then tomorrow, which is Friday, you would get a call from our IT guys, because they're booked out for today, so I would have to schedule you for tomorrow. And then the IT department will gather all the information necessary to get the ball rolling, because they're the ones that do all the back-end work. Right? They're the ones that are going to put you on Google, on Apple, on Bing, on Yelp, are going to help with the creation of the business Facebook page. Those are our, you know, I like to call them our computer whizzes. You know, we have a huge department. That's all they do, right? They're on the computer all day long, doing our marketing. So they will call you tomorrow and complete the process to get the ball rolling.
Okay. Give me just a few minutes just to kind of look over.
Take your time. I'm here another 4.5 hours. So you take all the time you want.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, great. I mean, kind of confused by the, by that, actually.
Yeah, like, let me know. I will clarify it for you.
Yeah, on Better Business Bureau, it's like they gave you a rating of A+, but then your customer reviews is 1.3 out of 5. And it's like,
let me tell you how that works. I mean, I've been doing this for so many years.
Yeah, only those players complain.
The Better Business Bureau, I mean, no one's going to go on the BBB to give anybody a good rating. So let's get that out of the way, right? I mean, that's where people go when they're upset with anything.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that we have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau is because we do our best to resolve everyone's complaint. I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years. I got to tell you, and I'm going to be very straight with you, any company that's been in business this long, it is impossible to keep everyone satisfied. I mean, it can be any small little hiccup and people will leave a bad, horrible review. And, you know, one of the examples I like to give is you go on the Better Business Bureau for Disneyland, or if you go on the Disneyland website and you look at their reviews, people give them horrible reviews because their churros are $12 or because their sodas are $10, right? So it just, it's one of those things where, you know, you have to, you know, deal with what you're given and just make sure that, you know, we're doing our job to resolve everyone's concern and issue at the time that it comes about. But for the most part, you know, if you look at what our customers are saying, they're very satisfied with our service. You know, I mean, most of our clients that we work with nationwide. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you we're the best company in the whole wide world and that we're going to, you know, that we're going to make you rich in a couple of months. I mean, I would be pulling your leg. Right? I can tell you that.
If you told me that, I would have already hung up because that is unrealistic.
Right.
And because it takes time. It takes time. And most of the time, I also recognize that, well, of course, I'm coming from the funeral business, which it's tough to break into.
Right.
It was tough to break into it. But, I mean, from 2014, when we opened until I left in September, I mean, we went from, you know, the first year we had like 50 calls and we were, on track to do over 600, you know, this year. And we went over 600 in 2020. You know, with COVID and everything, and just it never stopped because once you get out there, you're out there, you know, and that's the thing. You've got to earn that trust.
At least you understand that perspective of things, right? I mean, because of the field that you've been in, is that, you know, we both work in fields where you ask for that 1% of trust and we have to gain that other 99, you know, because I can sit here and tell you what you want to hear. At the end of the day, what speaks louder are the results.
Right. So how does payments work and how does that, I mean, because I am at a point that it's like, without.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Without work, without the work,
Yeah, it's getting hard. I can imagine. I just need some basic information from you. What's your last name, Felicia?
Oh, it's Stat. And that's S-T-A-A-T. Two A's.
You know what? I don't know why, but you come across as somebody very patient because you sat there and spelled out your entire email. And normally, I don't get people to do that. You know, it's like, yeah, it's always like, dude, are you serious? You can't get it right. So I appreciate you for that.
Oh, my problem. No problem.
Yeah.
Lots of time in the paper.
Right. What address do you have the business register out of? We're not going to list this on Google if you don't want us to. It's just for our records.
I don't want it. It's 260.
Okay.
Stonebridge Court. I'm sorry.
Stonebridge.
I don't drive. Stonebridge Drive.
Okay.
Yeah. And Stonebridge is one word.
One word. I was just going to ask you that. Okay. I have a zip code showing up for me, 31410.
Correct.
Okay. Now, the 912-616-6111, is that a good number to list on Google where the customers can reach you?
That is the number that I have listed. Yeah, that's my business number.
Okay.
How hard is that going to be changed if I'm getting frustrated with that because I haven't been able to figure out how to get text, although they tell me that I can. I have yet to figure that out, and it gives me no indication if that's the number people are calling when I get the phone calls.
Okay.
And,
it's not an obstacle for us to ever change it if you wanted to, just so you know.
Okay.
Right. No worries there. Now, what times that you wanted to show on Google that you're open and available to take calls and do the work?
I would say 9 to 6.
Okay, are we doing Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? What days are you looking at here?
For now, we'll go ahead and say Monday through Saturday. Hope that someday I will be able to nix that Saturday.
Yeah, they hear you. You know, I deal with nothing but business owners, so... When I tell them, yay, it's Friday, most of them are just like, hey, man, so what? It's just another work day for us, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, I'll still have to come home and do a lot of work.
How far are you willing to travel for new customers, Felicia?
Okay. I don't know if you could tell by the – I don't know if you got the map or not, but we are right on – like, I live on Whitmarsh Island, so we are right on the coast. So I would be willing to travel north. Do you want counties or do you just want distance?
Radius.
I would say.
You know, it's like maybe 30 minutes away, an hour away.
At this point, I'd be willing to go. Well, I would be willing to go an hour north. Head south. Yeah, when we're going south, I'm willing to go about 2 hours. Simply because I've got my two daughters live in that direction. And, you know, if I get too beat, I know I've got places to stay.
Oh, gotcha. I'm going to put you at about a 50-mile radius, which is roughly about an hour and a half every way.
Not around here. I mean, you would probably go 75 miles to do an hour and a half. Because, I mean,
okay.
Pretty flat, here rural. It's not like major traffic. Not like
gotcha.
We don't have major
traffic. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Bear with me 1 second. Okay, so your Facebook page, you need one for the business. All right, we will help with that. The website. Did you want us to build you a new one, or did you want to use the one you have?
Um,
I mean, I would suggest, you know, to allow us to build you a new one. Just a suggestion, only because it's going to be very nice, very professional, and then we would be promoting it for you, right? But again, it's your choice.
I don't love it. I love parts of it. I just don't love the layout and how it worked out. How it came,
okay.
I'm gonna ask
for guys to make a new one for you. And if it's not something that's up to par with you, then we can just use yours. How about that?
Okay,
let's do that. Perfect. Now, tomorrow, when you get the phone call from our IT department, as I was mentioning to you, what time tomorrow do you have about 30 minutes to spare, Felicia?
I'm going to pull up my calendar because I do have a couple appointments tomorrow. And, of course, the internet goes back down. I'm going to have to use it on the phone. 1 second.
No worries.
Oh,
you know, I'm in my 40s and you just took me back to junior high. I just remember for some reason, just about 10 seconds ago, I had a girlfriend in junior high named Felicia.
I was about to say, boy, yeah, we are not.
No. I would.
Maybe you're old.
No. I would never. I love my job.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, no.
What?
I was like,
help me pray here.
Yeah, no. You know what? Your name was like, it was clicking with me, and I was like, Felicia, that's right. I was in eighth grade when I dated Felicia. That's crazy. That's just something, I don't know. I'm sorry to share that with you. It just came into my...
No, it's completely fine.
Into my head.
People tell me a lot. I mean, they seem to have that effect on people.
Yeah, your name became very famous on the movie Friday, huh?
Yeah. You know, and the funny thing is, it took me and my boss at the time. He came home and he's like, you know, I don't know what I must have said, but all of a sudden, like, you know, Catherine, his daughter, who was like 8th, 9th grade at that time, he's like, she just goes around saying bye, Felicia, all the time. He goes, I don't even know what I said that was made that so funny. And I'm like, yeah, what did you say? Because I'm going, why was that funny, you know? Mm-hmm. And it took quite a bit of time before I realized that, that's where they're getting it from. And,
right.
Yeah, was it kidding me? Okay, it looks like I have tomorrow. Tomorrow, I have an appointment at noon. I have an appointment here in a few minutes I forgot about.
Okay.
I have an appointment
at noon
tomorrow.
At noon. Okay.
Yeah,
it's
at
3. Okay, 3 p.m. What time does your appointment conclude? Do you know?
You know what? I don't. I just recently bought a new EV9, and they're supposed to call for the, just tell me how to work my car.
Oh,
or
gotcha.
All the features of the car.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I have appointments tomorrow with our IT department. I'm looking at their calendar. I have a 4 p.m. and a 5 p.m., which is the last one.
Would any of those
4 p.m.? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Please make sure you don't miss that. I'm almost done here. I'm glad you told me you're going to be having to go pretty soon so I can hurry up. You get to choose one of these questions. I need to create a security password for the account. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
We can do city I was born in, I guess.
Okay, and what is that?
Alma, A-L-M-A, Georgia.
Hmm. You know, I'm Hispanic. That's a Hispanic name. Alma. Yeah.
Well, They actually put it together because it was the first four capitals of Georgia, or the only four capitals of Georgia. So it was like Augusta, oh crap, what was the L for? Then Macon, and then Atlanta.
Oh, nice.
That's what,
okay.
How it
came in. Okay.
I'm trying to remember what the L was. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Felicia, you do have access to Felicia at Coastal. -organize-and-declutter.com, correct? I'm sorry?
Yes, I have access to it.
Okay, perfect. Because I'm going to send the confirmation there in 1 second, and also to your phone while we're on the phone here. Okay. And now regarding the 249 payment, Felicia, there's three options of payment here. We do take Visa, MasterCard, and American Express, of course, known as Amex.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. We're having tamales for dinner today.
Because you just made big commission?
No.
I'm teasing.
You know what? I'm going to be frank with you. I mean, I get a very fair salary working here as primary Google partners, but we're not commission-based alone. I think if I were, I'd probably be a lot more persistent, you know, like, come on, do it. You know, but...
I'm not a salesman. I have my strength where it is, and that's enough. Actually, I don't even understand it, to be honest with you. But even when I'm being mean, people think I'm nice. It's kind of weird, but whatever.
So then you have such a, you know, you're one of those people that just can't be mean. That's pretty cool.
Not really.
Right. I was going to say it can work both ways, right?
Yeah. Because when you can't be mean, people don't take you seriously.
I was just going to say that. Some people could take advantage of that. You're absolutely right.
Yep. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. And what is it? Is it a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Visa.
Visa. Okay. Go ahead when you're ready.
It's 4270.
Okay.
8250.
Okay.
4351.
Okay.
8195.
Okay. Expiration?
6/28.
6/28. And then the security code is going to be the last three behind the card.
747.
Okay. Stand by for me 1 second while I verify that the form of payment you provided is a valid one. Does the card read Felicia Stat?
It does, yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let me just read our
disclosure. Yep. Okay.
The 260 Stonebridge Drive in Savannah, is that the good billing address?
No, it's not. Not for this card.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Yeah, let me change it because then it just won't accept it. We work with the secure system, so I have to have the right one. Go ahead.
The billing address for this one is 371 Beverly Villas Way.
Beverly, you said?
Beverly. B-E-V-E-R-L-E-Y. I'm sorry, there's not an E in there. It's just L-Y.
Okay.
B-E-V-E-R-L-Y. And then Villas. And then Way.
Okay, and what's the zip code?
31525.
Okay, hold on. Something's not right here. 371 Beverly Villa, and Villa is spelled V-I-L-L-A.
Uh-huh.
371 Beverly Villa Way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Is that, yeah. And if it doesn't work, then maybe I did change it to another address.
Okay.
I just recently went through a divorce, so.
You know what? I went through one about 2.5 years ago, so I know what you're referring by that. So, yeah, believe me.
Yeah, you're like you have some of your mail going here and some of your mail going there, and you don't even know where it goes because it just you just pay it. Okay.
No, I'm just trying to get the address to register. It's not coming up for me. Give me 1 second. I must have been doing something wrong again.
Well, that is they're pretty new, and I know that like on Google Maps and stuff, it did that address didn't work, but that was the mailing address. But if you're looking for actual physical, you know, like if you're actually looking for an address, then you'll have to do 500. And then just put the 371 as the apartment number. But they were villas,
well,
so they
you know what?
Had their
500 came up right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. 500
yeah.
Beverly Villas. Okay. That came up right
yeah,
away.
Yeah, I think it's actually Beverly Villas Drive or something like that. But then, yeah. I mean, it was just
it is. It's 500 Beverly Villas Drive in Brunswick.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yep, that came up immediately. Okay, bear with me 1 second. Okay. All right, bear with me here 1 quick second. While I get this all squared away here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just update the zip code. All right, here we go. 31525. All right, there it is. Perfect. Okay. Let me just read this to you and we would be all set. Thank you for your patience, Felicia. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording. The reason is we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing along with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's something you do not understand, ask me to clarify it. I'll be more than happy to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance and to outline the service agreement you'll receive with Local Splash. And, of course, it works as an added form of protection for you. To make sure I do have everything correct, can you please state the name of the company?
Coastal Organize and Declutter.
Perfect. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Felicia Fatt, I'm owner and operator.
Thank you very much. And you are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Coastal Organized and Declutter, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Felicia, we ask that you also participate in the growth of the campaign. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when necessary.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representative. All we ask is that at any point you decide to bring another company on board that you keep us in the loop. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Your initial payment will be processed today, November 21st, for the amount of $249. Your payment will not be due again until December 21st, and that's going to be the flat rate amount, $249. Keep in mind, Felicia, that this is not a contract and that you continue to hold the right to stop or cancel the service at any time if we're not meeting your expectations. Okay. We ask that you call our customer service number. I did text you from it. It's the 877-635-6225 number. Make sure you save that. Okay. And
okay,
then
let me jot it down.
Yeah, go ahead. No worries. It's 877-635-6225.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. And then lastly, do you understand and agree to our renewal and cancellation terms? Okay, all right. Bear with me here 1 second. Let me go ahead and get this processed. Bear with me here. Let's see. I said I was going to have some tamales later when I get home. I can't wait for them. I'm pretty hungry. Not sure if you're a fan of tamales or not, but.
Oh, yeah. Of course I am. Oh, yeah. Who isn't, really? I mean. Well, I guess there's somebody who doesn't like everything, but.
Okay.
All right. Here, bear with me here 1 second. All right. Perfect. All right. You're going to start receiving text messages in a second, Felicia. You're also going to get some emails coming through. There's one email in particular that you're going to receive that needs attention. It's just going to ask that, you know, you give us permission to call or text you, and that, you know, the information that you provided today along with the card information is yours and accurate. It's pretty simple to fill that out. If you have access to your emails, I can walk you through it right now, or I can just tell you how to do it. But if you have access, I would like to help you with it just so tomorrow when they call you, it could save you like 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, let's see if we got internet right now. I mean, it keeps, like I said, it kept going up and down. I got the email earlier, and then it went down.
Okay, no worries. Just give it a second because I see that they haven't gone through. I just sent them right now. So bear with me 1 second. Hey, you know what? I kept hearing something beep, and I didn't want to tell you. I thought it was your phone dying. I just realized that it's my headset that's going dead. It keeps beeping in my ear. I mean, you can't hear it, but I can hear it. It keeps beeping in my ear. But hopefully it doesn't die. I mean, I will exchange it here in a second if I have to. And I thought to myself, you know, I don't want to tell her phone's dying. And then I was like, man. And I look at my headset, and it has a little red light flashing. I was like, oh, there you go. That's me, not Felicia. Okay. Okay, bear with me here 1 second. Okay, it says that you should have gotten the email. It's already showing me that it was sent over successfully. It's going to say local splash initial invoice. Let me see if, let me know if you see that. That's going to be the headline.
Right.
All right. I'm texting it to her. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Just give me 2 more seconds.
No, don't worry. Take your time.
Mother, algebra. My mother is ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Okay. All right. Now, see here. We do not have internet on that, so let me just pull up the hotspot on my phone.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I really do. I should connect pretty quickly.
No worries. You know, while you're doing that, do you mind if I change my headset? The call might disconnect. If it does, I will call you right back in about 10 seconds. I have to unplug it from the computer and plug in the new one. So if it does disconnect, I will call you back literally in 10 seconds.
Not a problem.
Okay, give me a second. Hopefully it doesn't, but if it does, I will call you right back. Let me go ahead and